We will be appointing three new people to the DIB, and we are looking for names. We're going to send stuff out if people want to volunteer.
Mayor Grover Robinson plans to make the appointments to fill three upcoming vacancies in the five-member panel to replace retiring members. Candidates are subject to City Council approval at its June 14th meeting. Members serve three-year terms and must meet certain criteria.
You have to be a taxpayer in the district. You can lease as long as you pay the taxes in the lease. If you own a business, like you're a law partner, you're one of multiple owners in the business, you're in the line of either ownership or an officer of that corporation, you can participate.
Robinson said his main priority for the DIB is improving downtown parking, and he made no bones that he's looking for applicants who are on the same page of that hymnal.
What are the right hours and what are the right prices? I have a variable rate for parking, and I've said for a long time that when you get after 5 o'clock, I mean, you can drive up and down and we're still charging people for parking, and there's not a single person parking.
Parking in downtown Pensacola was the focus of a study last year by the Haas Business Center at the University of West Florida. Researcher Amy Newbern said it was a multimodal survey, that is, using a number of methods with some help from the Downtown Improvement Board.
The first way was the random digit dialing telephone survey. We also allowed the DIB to share the survey online, and it was shared on social media as well. And then we also conducted intercept surveys, which is when we go to public events within the district.
The study unveiled what Newbern called a really interesting pattern. Respondents say on one hand, they like being able to find a parking space 10 minutes or less from where they began looking, and that they're only a couple of blocks from their destination.
On the other hand, they don't think there's a sufficient amount of free parking. They're dissatisfied with the convenience of parking and with the cost of parking. So it's really a two-prong approach there that the DIB has to consider.
It was great information. We wanted to get a benchmark for where we were, what we know industry-wide, I guess, and nationwide. There's a negative connotation associated with parking anywhere you go. It's pretty consistent if you read all the studies.
John Peacock is vice chairman of the Downtown Improvement Board. He said the study contained no real surprises, but did provide an opportunity to see what areas need improvement, most likely beginning with better communication.
Certain things and where funds are going. And again, I don't think you're ever going to get rid of the negative connotation with parking. One of the experts nationwide said parking has a way of turning the staunchest conservative Republican into a total socialist because somehow they think parking should be free.
Past controversies aside, Mayor Grover Robinson says the DIB has made some decisions which have made things better and have led to some dramatic changes.
I remember working with them when there was the decision to make Balin and Palafox two-way streets and Spring and Balin two-way streets. I mean, it's made things more walkable. They took out all the stoplights. I will also remind people that every decision the DIB makes is not a great decision. They also decided they would do the backwards parking.
The Downtown Improvement Board is funded by a special tax on properties within its 44-block district boundaries across downtown Pensacola. These three appointments will be the first by Mayor Robinson. The current members were from the Ashton Hayward administration. An online application is at cityofpensacola.com. The deadline to submit is this Thursday at 5 p.m. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.